Hello, welcome back to Abe's Front Porch Talk. Folks, check out my book at Barnes & Noble. It's called Living with Fibromyalgia and How It Affected My Life. It's a short autobiography. It's probably about four chapters. Each pages in the chapters are short. Also, it is only available on Nook and ebook. I do not have it in book form yet. It's still working in a process. I've ran into a problem trying to get it into the book form to be on the shelves where you could go into the store and purchase it. But I've got to figure out some issues there. Also, if you suffer with chronic pain, depression, anxieties, and you need to vent, check out premium.chat that I will have in the description down below. I charge $10 for 1 hour for live video chat, $10 for 30 minutes to text. I'm thinking about doing away with the texting and just doing live videos only. I am not a doctor, not a therapist, just in case I need to put this out here. I'm neither one, just somebody trying to reach out to people and help us all know you're not the only one going through chronic pain or depression and anxiety or PTSD. Maybe you know someone, you're listening to this podcast and you know someone. Send them this podcast, tell them to look up that description down below called premium.chat. And let's start talking, folks. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, I have it in the description as well. I will even put my Facebook page in the description so you can follow Abe's Front Porch Talk on Facebook, if you'd rather do Facebook. So, thank you to all my followers and subscribers. If you like to support this podcast, look for the support button and follow the directions. All support will be greatly appreciated. I'm going to take a little break here, and then I will come back and we will start the podcast. Thank you. Welcome back, folks. Thank you for that little short break there. Now, what I have to say in today's podcast is a little bit hard to actually say, but most of us know what we're going through and dealing with right now in today's time with this virus. And with all the protests and all the things that's happening in the world today, especially here in America. Now, the Lord has been dealing with me in a lot of ways on some things, and it's not good. There's too many false prophets that's rising and saying this, saying that. People are falling for this and nothing is actually happening. They've been deceived. And sometimes these false prophets has made things sound so good that what they had said when they prophesied to you has happened, but it was from the devil himself. And you know, I mentioned in one of my episodes that God is going to clean up this world, and he's especially going to clean up America and the violence here in America and all the corruption and stuff. Too many people are even professing to be the child of God. So you may be going through some really hard times and you're trying to serve God. And maybe you are one of those few who really are trying to serve him and live that Christian life, but it's so hard because your family only professes to serve Christ and they go to church, but yet they're out here talking in any old way, cutting people down, people they don't even know. They're cussing them or they're talking bad about them, or they heard gossip about someone and so they wanted to join in on that gossip. And it's not doing these people no good. You may have even asked them to stop, but you're getting overridden somehow by another family member. And these people are still continuing to do these things, and it's bringing you down. So I want you to listen up here. With everything that we're seeing happening, now, out of 1 Samuel, this is going to come out chapter 17, verse 46. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give thee carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. So, if you take that scripture there that I just read, you know that's where King David killed Goliath. And this is what he had told Goliath. But Goliath did not believe him until it actually happened. And all the people standing around seen this and ran. And Saul got mad and he feared David even more. So he tried to run from David himself. And he got angry and wanted to kill David. But everything Saul was trying to do to King David made him basically went backwards because he served God and God was on his side. No matter what you're going through right now, God is coming back, and he's going to bring justice this time. The tables have turned, and those of you that's been pushed away, turned away by your church family, your own family, those who you thought was your friends and you realize they are not your friends, God's justice, his wrath is coming down upon the people now. We will be speechless on how God moves in our lives. We are going to have our heads turned all the way around our shoulders, basically, when God starts moving and putting the unjust in their place and the true children of God stands up, for it is coming in this time now. We are in this season. Now, how long this season is going to last, whether it's 5 years or 10 years, we will see a dramatic change in this world for the true children of God. We are going to see justice done to our family that has done us wrong. The devil will be put in his place. Those who have came against you, told lies on you, those who have mistreated you, God's wrath is up on them, and He is no longer playing with anybody. Does not matter if they really are His children. If they're His children and they done you wrong and they have not repented for what they've said or mistreated you in some ways that they were blind to, God's wrath is still falling upon them. He said He will rain on the just and the unjust. He will prove He is God of this world. Just like He spoke through King David about Israel, proving that there is a God over Israel. We must learn to repent and serve Him and put Him first. I was watching a video on YouTube this morning where these people were talking. These ministers were talking, and they're good people of the Lord. And I have been on this one minister's YouTube channel already, and she had a special guest on there today, and they were all speaking that God is tired of idols. We have idolized our pastors. We have idolized social media. We have made certain things in this world to be idolized, and God is tired of all the idolization. God is tired of people mistreating others. I've had people tell me, oh, I've done a lot of soul searching, and this is how God wants me to tell you this. Don't fall for that unless it lines up with the Word of God. That person that said they done a lot of soul searching, but yet at the same time turned their backs on you because they thought that's what God told them, they deceived themselves because they're not seeking out the face of God. God is tired of people turning away from others that need help. There's so many people in this world that needs our help, and we know people personally, but we shut the door on them. God said He is shutting the door on you because you shut the door on people. You said to that person, I've done a lot of soul searching last night, and this is what I felt. But you didn't go into prayer. You did not take the Word of God and do the soul searching to get your answer for it. You thought of your own thoughts. You deceived your own self. You believed the lies of other people. If you spoke to someone about this, how to handle the problem, and that person don't serve God, they don't hit their knees, they do not go down into prayer and ask the Holy Spirit, how do I handle this situation? How do I help this person? And you wonder why we are in a day and time of a virus. Churches have turned away from people and shut the door upon others. Maybe you attended a church one time and God told you to leave and the preacher got mad or the people in that church got mad because you left and said God didn't tell you to leave that church. And they shut the door on you, and when it came time you needed help, then they would not help you. After you've been there for so long, because they felt like you betrayed them. But they shut the door on you because you're no longer a member and refused to help you with food or clothes or pay a bill that you needed help with. God said He is going to straighten this up. He is bringing His wrath down upon this world. And all these false baloney preachers can preach the rapture is coming any day and all this is happening. Yes, it's coming, and it is coming in a time, but first we got to go through a cleanup crew. It could be another 10 years before the rapture happens. To me right now, the way everything is going, God ain't pleased. God is going to severely punish us for our own wrongdoings. I don't care if you agree with me or not on this. He's going to prove Himself to the world that He still does exist. And all those people that only profess, they will be known they were only professors and not doers. Remember, I did a podcast saying there will be preachers in these churches and these leaders that people are going to be hurt in a time of this season that they looked up to their preacher or these leaders in these houses, the church houses. Sorry, get my words twisted there. And God is saying he's going to bring who they really are out, and people will be hurt over this. There will be fights going on because they felt betrayed. They seen they have been deceived. But you can't blame that person for deceiving you. You have to blame yourself for allowing that person to deceive you. We all have been down this road. God is saying there's people out here, their family is mistreating them. They're not willing to help because their own stubbornness. And stubbornness is the same as idolatry. We better wake up to the wrath of God, because many people are going to die in this season, in this next year. It's either going to be through this virus, or it could be war that's going to happen, or whatever may happen. But many people are going to start dying. And it is going to be bad, because the wrath of God is upon us. It's like living in the days of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah. But God still had survivors. He pulled people away from his wrath that wanted him. Which do you want, the world, or do you want Christ? Do you want to believe the false prophets that are prophesying that God has showed them the day the rapture's taking place and what time? Nobody knows. No one knows, not even the Son of God, which is Jesus. Nobody knows. Nor does the angels. Only the Father knows. And these people that keep saying God showed them the rapture, he didn't show you the rapture. He didn't show you what day he's coming back on, because he's not going to do that. If his Son Jesus Christ does not know when it's time to come back for the rapture and to gather his children, and neither does the angels know in heaven, then why do you think God's going to show you? You're nothing special. You're not that special for God to show you the day and time. So quit doing your false teachings. God's wrath is upon you and you don't even know it. These false preachers are going to be known. The leaders of your house, your church house, what I'm getting at. The leaders of these church houses, well-known preachers that's on TV and radio with all this multi-million dollars. They're going to be known for who they really are. If they're in it for the money, it will be known. These small town preachers that nobody knows but only in that little town. And these small town preachers and leaders of the houses that does not have a big name but may not have multi-millions of dollars, but they're just well known throughout that community. And people speaks good of them. God said he's going to bring his wrath down upon these people and show their true identity to you. And that's once again where the hurt is going to come into place. He is tired of the false people in his house. They shut doors on people because they want to believe the word of God and twist it around and saying you deserve everything you got because God's wrath is upon you, but he's twisting this around back onto the same person now. We have no right to shut doors on people. We have no right to tell people who can and can't serve God. There is a religion out here in this world that they believe if you come to know Christ and you live for him and you were Holy Ghost filled, and you spoke in tongues and you prophesied and you just quit serving God, got out into the world, you cannot come back and repent ever again. But let me tell you, as long as God is still dealing with you and you have breath in your body, you can always come back to repentance, because it's all through the Bible, from the Old Testament, from Genesis to Revelations, to come back to repentance. Even Paul wrote, if a man fell in his ways, error in his ways, and somebody brought him back to God, that man won him over again. There's nothing that says once you fall into the world or walk away and turn your back on God that you can never be forgiven. There's nothing in that. God is cleaning up his house. God is tearing down the people in his house. There are many people who are dead now in hell that believe this, that wish they could come back, but they can't come back and tell you they were wrong. Because their own judgment and condemnation and twisting the word of God around sent them there. I don't know why I said all of this, but I did. I was not planning on saying that. It just came out a different way. This is all I have for today's podcast. I'm sorry I have not done a podcast in a couple of weeks, or YouTube videos if you listen to both. I've been going through a lot myself. And there's so much happening with me, plus I've been under the weather again. And right now it's snowing, so I had a bad day yesterday because of the pressure in the atmosphere. But I feel okay right now, just hanging in there. But this is all I have. I hope you enjoyed this. Don't forget to subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel. Subscribe there. Leave a comment. Hit the notification button on YouTube so you can always keep up with my videos. Share the podcast and my YouTube channel. And thank you guys so much for listening.